you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast you can't afford to miss. With our practical business lessons, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started back in 2014. And today's episode is Q&A Wednesday. On Q&A Wednesdays, I answer a question from one of you, one of our listeners. If you got a question you want to ask, go ahead and email me over at omar@100mba.net. Today's question is from David, and David asks, Omar, I'm going through a tough time in my life and business. It's really hard. My question to you is, how did you get through your lowest moments in business? Whew, that's a solid question, David, and a real one. And I want to start by saying that anybody who's done anything significant has gone through hardship, has had it hard. It's not easy. You're in good company. This is what I want to encourage you. If you're going through a tough time and it's hard and you're struggling, that is the same path all successful people tread. So I want to start with a little bit of encouragement, because when I learned that, it made me feel a little bit better. It made me feel like, okay, I'm not messed up, right? There's nothing wrong with me. This is how it's supposed to be. But the next step is learning to move forward despite the way you feel, despite the hardship, getting back up. And in today's episode, I'll share a few stories of some of my lowest moments and how I was able to kind of get through them, and some of the things that you could do to help you get through your tough times. I got your back, David, and everyone else listening. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. This episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon. It's a podcast all about what it takes to be a successful small business owner today. Join This Is Small Business's host, Andrea Marquez, as she shares with you how to safely go through the journey of building a small business, growing one, and facing those pivotal moments we face along the way. Go ahead and listen to This Is Small Business today. Season 2 is out right now, so go ahead and listen to This Is Small Business. David asks a really tough question because he's going through a tough time. How did you get through your lowest moments in business? I mean, I can think of a whole bunch of moments, but one moment that comes to mind is a good number of years back, before I started this podcast, before I had my software company. I was still trying to find a successful business with traction. I was in a lull in my entrepreneurial career. Nicole and I, we were really struggling. We were basically trying to make ends meet every single month. And one month we couldn't make it. And it was so hard for me to admit that I needed help. I had to borrow money from family just to pay rent. I felt really embarrassed and ashamed. I was a grown adult who couldn't pay his bills. And those moments really test your will. It really makes you question, should I be doing this? This is crazy. It really makes you want to go back to your comfort zone and step away from entrepreneurship. Now, a few things helped me get through that time, as well as many others. The first one is I really enjoy reading biographies. I say enjoy, like I enjoy it because it's helpful, but in the moment when I'm reading these biographies, it's not fun, because what you learn is every successful entrepreneur, every successful person even in any field really struggles, really has tough times. The one that comes to mind is Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. Phil Knight is the founder of Nike. And basically, his life for 20 years is horrible. He's eating glass every day. It's incredibly difficult. He doesn't know if he's going to go out of business the next moment. It's hard to get traction. It's hard to know how to stay one step ahead. I read another, and it's the same story. Difficulty, challenges, low moments. And what I realize is that whenever you're trying to do something hard, when you're making a change in your life, when you're trying to make something happen, it's uncomfortable. It's really difficult. It's going to challenge you. It's going to push you to the brink. But the good news is that because it's so hard, not many people do it. And therefore, the chances of you becoming successful are quite high if you just persevere. I just remember telling myself, just keep breathing. Keep waking up. Keep trying every morning. Keep going, okay? Because if I could just stay alive, if I can just keep trying, I will eventually get there. The other thing that helped me a lot is just taking it one day at a time. I know that it's important to think long term. What does your business look like in 10 years? All that kind of stuff. But when you're in the struggle, when you're having a tough time, that can be overwhelming. That can be daunting. And even just thinking 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month ahead can be stressful if you're in a really tight space. And that's why just thinking about the next day, let's just get to the next day and do what I'm supposed to do and work as hard as possible, as if today is the last day of my life and I have to make it count. And I do the same thing the next day and the next day and the next day. What happens is you start getting some traction. You start making some moves. You start getting a few small, tiny wins, even if it's just somebody saying, good job, or I like your idea, or I love your podcast or your content or whatever it might be. It might not be financial, but it's something that will lead to something great. And taking it day by day helps you just stay focused. Another thing that really helps is trying to focus on what you're grateful for. Most of us don't understand how blessed we are, how many great things we have going for us, even when we think we have nothing. Okay? Most of us have all our faculties. We have a working solid mind. We have all our limbs. We can walk. We can talk. We can hear. We can see. These are things you might think, oh, that's standard. No, it's not standard. There's many people that don't live like this, don't have the tools we have. And despite all that, they still can figure a way to be successful. But you already have so many things to be grateful for. So just think about that. I like to start my day with just writing down three things I'm grateful for. And that kind of leads me to my next point, my next tip. One of the things I always say I'm grateful for is the people around me. I'm lucky enough to have a partner in life, partner business, Nicole, who is super supportive, that is helpful, that believes in what we're trying to do. And I always say this, life and business is as hard as it is. You don't need to make it harder on yourself by having people around you that don't make it easy, that don't support you, that don't help. Now, when I say don't support you, I'm not talking about people that maybe challenge you or question some things in a loving, caring manner, okay? It's okay for somebody to challenge your ideas or your thoughts if it's coming from a good place. But overall, you need to be around a supportive network. So this means making the effort of making new friends that are positive, that believe in what you're doing, that are trying to do the same thing you're doing. This means evaluating the people that are close to you and how much time you're spending with them and if they are positive or a negative contributor to your life. That quote by Jim Rohn, you're the average of the five people around you, is true, okay? So make sure the people around you are helping you get to where you want to go, that are cheering you on, that actually celebrate more than you do when you win. You need these kinds of people. And if you don't have these people now, you need to make it a top priority to start meeting new people, go to meetups, go to parties, go to dinners, go to anything you can to meet new people, make new friends. And a lot of these events are free in your local area. They don't actually cost that much. And if they do have a ticket price, they're pretty inexpensive and they include pretty much like dinner and drinks and things like that. So it's pretty affordable. But the value you get from it is incredible. I'm going to tell you, just recently, I went to one of those meetups because I'm trying my best to continue to grow my network and build friends and really just be out there. And I was really tired. It was a Friday night. It was the end of the week. I was exhausted. I had the longest week ever, but I pushed myself to go to this event. I went to the event. I spoke to some people. I was energized. I felt good. They had some speakers and a panel and we learned a bunch. And then after the panel, you kind of get to talk to people, mingle a little bit, get to know people. I did that a bit. Then I was like, okay, I'm going to go home now. I'm tired. And then I actually walked out of the actual space. I looked at Nicole and I was like, you know what? Let's go back in. I know I'm tired. I know that I want to go home and just recharge my batteries, but let's put in another hour. Let's put in another 30 minutes or something where we meet a few other people. We made it this far. We're here. Go ahead and maximize, you know, the effort. So I went back in. I spent some more time. Then I went home and I felt so much better that I actually pushed myself because I'm tired anyway. You know, I'm not going to get any more tired. So let me just go ahead. I'm here now. And it makes all the difference because you meet people, they add you to LinkedIn, you start chatting, you're saying, hey, we got another event next week. Cool. I'll see you there. Before you know it, you have some new friends that are really supporting you and your work. This episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon. It's all about what it takes to be a successful small business owner today. I've listened to a bunch of episodes of This Is Small Business, and here's the deal. It's practical. It's short. It's to the point, and it's about real small business owners navigating through the journey of building a successful business. They cover topics like how to attract investors, how to manufacture your own product, and the pros and cons of a business partnership. Very, very useful. So go ahead and listen to This Is Small Business wherever you get your podcasts. Again, it's called This Is Small Business. Dig in right after this episode. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. I've always said that in business, sales cures all. But how do you make these sales? How do you make them consistently? And more importantly, how do you find the right prospects and close those deals? And let's face it, B2B sales is tougher than ever. That's why I'm excited to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers. It allows you to drive higher revenue and increase sales performance. That's music to my ears. One of the hardest things about sales is making sure you don't sell to tire kickers. You want to sell to people that are targeted buyers, people that are most likely to convert into a sale. It also helps you surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. This is not some dinky startup, right? This is LinkedIn. It's fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform. Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date, first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with people that actually matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/navigate. That's linkedin.com/navigate for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/navigate and get started. To wrap up today's Q&A Wednesday's question from David, in the moment when you're feeling low, whether it's in the morning when you're getting up or maybe in the middle of the day, it's hard to remember the things I just talked about. So my recommendation is to listen back to this episode and write down these things on a post-it note. And you can carry this post-it note wherever you go. You can stick it to the back of your phone so that it's easily found anywhere you are at. Because I often forget, and I have to do this sometimes. I have it in my notes app, and I just look at these things when I'm feeling a little bit down. And by the way, that's normal. We're human. I remind myself of these things. I do these practices, and I move forward. And what happens is that these low moments become less frequent. Why? Not because things just magically get easier. It's because we learn how to deal with them, and we start to realize it's okay. Let's move on. And the best thing about this is that this is the definition of becoming stronger. As a person, this is why I always say business is the best personal development program on the planet. I hope that helps, David. I hope that helps everyone who's listening today. We're going after something great. It's not easy. And this is expected. Let's make sure we use the strategies to deal with low moments when they happen. If you love this podcast, go ahead and share it with others on social. Go ahead and let them know you listen to the $100 MBA Show. You can send them over to 100mba.net so they can subscribe to the podcast themselves. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Sylvester Stallone, in an interview once, said one of my favorite things I've ever heard, and that is everybody has problems, okay? Poor people have problems. Middle class people have problems. Rich people have problems. Might not be money problems, but they have problems, okay? We all have problems. This is normal. The key in life is choosing the problems you want to have. You're going to have problems, but choose the ones you want to have, the ones that you want to deal with, the ones you want to conquer. And as you go through life, you start upgrading your problems. These problems become less and less critical or less high pressure. They're still problems, but they're better problems to have. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in Friday's episode. I'll see you then. Take care. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.